WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's Monday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLive chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support your channel by click the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use carrier code RocketSucker in Fortnite and I'm Jeff as hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
It's another week and another go home for Monday Night Raw. Mm-hmm. It's like we just did this. Oh wait, we did.
We just did this. A couple weeks
for Backlash.
Ago. Yeah, we just did that.
Now we're doing it again for Sunday night's main event or Saturday night's main event. There's something else on Sunday.
Yes.
I think.
There's a pay-per-view.
Never mind. There's
an AEW show this Sunday. There's a Saturday night's main event this Saturday.
That's what I said. There's something else on Sunday. So
yeah, it's AEW.
It can't be on Sunday.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, Monday Night Raw, a good show. Poor news to come out of the show. There were two women's Money in the Bank qualifying matches on this show. One was Rhea Ripley, Kairi Sane, and Zoe Stark. Rhea was over, which I don't think anyone is surprised by. But the bad news in this match, Zoe Stark got seriously injured. She looked like she blew out the knee that she had repaired a few years ago. It seems to be the case again.
You hate that for her. You really, really, really seriously hate that for her. And I really hope it isn't as bad as what they're saying, but it seems like that's the case. So if it is, even if it's not, like, please feel better, Zoe. I hope everything goes well for you. I hope that you can get it taken care of and it's not too rough of a time. But yeah, that just sucks for her, because especially coming out of like this, because she was in the team with Shayna. They let go of Shayna and they were just like kicking off her singles restart, basically. And this happens. Like, that's just awful for her. I hate that for her. I really seriously hate that for her.
Yeah.
But like, hopefully they can get her taken care of. Hopefully they can get her fixed up and she doesn't have too rough of a time with it. The positive is that, Kairi Sane is back. She's returned from injury.
Yes.
So welcome back, Kairi. We missed you. Good to see you again. But yeah, man, that sucks for Zoe.
It does.
That so sucks for Zoe. And it was like random the way she did it.
Yeah, it was.
Which always seems to be the case.
Yeah, she's probably out another year.
Hi, Tim.
Another 9 to 12 months. That's kind of the thing. Especially if it's ACL. It's kind of how those injuries tend to go. The other Money in the Bank women's qualifier was Becky Lynch versus Roxanne Perez. Monday Night Raw's Roxanne Perez and Natalya. Another really good match. EO and Becky had a stare down or a little confrontation before the match. But this one was really, really good. You had Lyra Valkyria make her return to Monday Night Raw, allowing Roxanne Perez get the win and head to Money in the Bank.
Roxanne Perez has officially gotten off the elevator, y'all. She is on Monday Night Raw. And yeah, this was a really, really fun, good match. I enjoyed this quite a lot. I'm not surprised that Roxanne won because, you know, I think they're going to strap the rocket to her and she could be a serious contender to win Money in the Bank.
She could.
I know we're just setting the field, but I would say she's a very early front runner in it. Just because it seems like they're very high on her and they really want to push her. So we'll see. Because, like, for the sake of, like, somebody like, you know, Rhea's over as crap. You don't need to give her the briefcase. She can get it anytime she wants. But for other people like Roxanne Perez, it could be a game changer for her, as we've seen in the past. So we'll see what they do with her. But yeah, this was a fun little match. Lyra was a good, injection in that. Becky not getting it was nice. Like, I think that was the expected. And the fact that they didn't do it, they're going to probably continue the stuff between Becky and Lyra. Let's do it. I'm
here for all of that. The Judgment Day's Finn Balor and JD McDonagh took on AJ Styles and Penta. Finn and JD got the win in this match. Strong match.
Very strong match. Like, I mean, given the four people involved in this match, it's not going to be bad. It's not going to suck. I'm kind of feeling AJ Styles and Penta as a tag team. I don't know why. I just felt like, and maybe it was just all four men in this match, but there was some beautiful chemistry going on in this that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like at some points they were really having fun out there. So I wouldn't mind saying this again. I'd be okay with that. Judgment Day had a night.
Speaking of which,
they had a night tonight.
They did. We were speaking of Roxanne. We spoke of the Judgment Day, and they were hanging out in their clubhouse when Roxanne appeared. Raquel was confused. Finn's like, hey, me and her have been chatting for a couple of weeks. And he wanted to introduce her to Judgment Day. And he'd been thinking about what Dominic said when we were about needing more numbers in the faction. And Dom said Finn should talk to Liv. And Bella's like, Roxanne could help Liv and Raquel. And she had presents. She gave Dom chicken nuggets. Carlito got an apple. Raquel told Finn that Liv would hear about all this. And Finn's like, oh, I can't wait, with a shit-eating grin.
I mean, she brought food. Like, she brought food. She came prepared. You know? Like, yeah. How do you argue with that? Like, that's a really strong, you know, like, opening high is, hey, by the way, I brought you your favorite foods. Here. Enjoy.
It's a strong way to make a first impression.
It is. It's a good opening gambit right there. Like, hey, you should bring me in. And by the way, you can totally forget about Liv because I'm here now. And so, well, Liv could have a little competition when she comes back from doing the movie. And oh, we gonna see some drama and I'm here for it. Just don't have Dom cheat on Liv. Just don't do that.
I don't think we see that.
Let's not turn Dom into a complete manho. Partial is enough. We don't need complete.
Sheamus defeated Grayson Waller. There was another breakup tease between Grayson and Theory.
No. What Sheamus did was not defeat Grayson Waller. What Sheamus did was slap Grayson Waller's titties into the fifth row. Like he used them like handballs and was just bouncing them off of people's faces in the crowd.
Yeah.
That's what he did. Like he just beat up Grayson Waller. Like, I don't know how else to describe that other than that's exactly what he did. Like, I think Grayson Waller maybe got a little offense in, but for the most part, this was Sheamus.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm all for it. Like, I love me some Sheamus. But, like, I don't even think it was fair.
Yeah.
Because there was, like, one point where he had just Grayson Waller in the corner, and he was just repeatedly chopping him over and over and over again. And Austin Theory's just sitting there like, ow, ow.
So Adam Pearce cleared Akira Tozawa. He'll fight Rusev next week. Chad Gable and Ivy were mocking him.
What did Tozawa do to deserve this?
He doesn't
need to die by Rusev. They have other people. He's a nice man.
He wants to get killed by Rusev.
But he's a nice man.
I understand this, but he just wants to be killed, so he'll get killed next week. And Gable said the Creeds are coming for the tag team titles.
Okay. All right. Sorry. It's not funny, but you know, it's like, okay, sure, yeah.
The Creeds were coming for the
tag team titles. We're supposed to be afraid of that? Okay. All right. Send them. Send your Creeds. I don't think anybody's really, even though they're very talented, like this is nothing on their talent. This is just send your Creeds because they're not really scary. Thank you.
Monday Night Raw opened with Logan Paul. He says the fact that he will beat Jey Uso on Saturday, he'll be the new World Heavyweight Champion when he appears on Raw next week. He said the biggest fact of all is he's knocked Jey out 3 times. He's going to try to knock him out again on Saturday. But Gunther came out. Gunther said Logan Paul seemed very confident about beating a man who beat Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship. Gunther assumed that meant Paul believes he can beat him. Gunther praised Logan as a self-created social media star who built his own empire. But there are things he can learn from Logan, who boosted that, you know, you're right, Gunther. Gunther stopped and said, Paul winning the championship would be great for business. Logan asked, who knew Gunther knew business? Gunther said, it's business to Paul, Logan Paul, whereas it's very personal for him. Gunther spoke of beating Jey to regain the World Heavyweight title and said he would feel disrespect if Paul took it away from him. Gunther said he sees no heart when he sees it in Logan Paul's eyes. Gunther said if he and Logan Paul meet for the title on June 9th, he will eat Logan Paul alive. Then Jey Uso showed up after Gunther left, and he attacked Logan Paul, laid him out with a super kick. And he'll beat Logan on Saturday, and then he'll see Gunther in Phoenix. Yeet.
With Sarah in the chat. Fuck the Logan Paul disrespectfully.
Yeah.
Although mad respect for his wrestling talent and capability. Mm-hmm. But as a human being, I'm with her. But you were going to say something, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Just yeet.
Yeet. I will say this about this opening segment. Number one, nobody wants to see Logan Paul as champion, I think, except Logan Paul. Like, I think he's the only one that actually wants it. All the rest of us are kind of like, no, please, God, don't do it. Like, I think that's universal. But, like, this was a really good opening to the show because it shows the two different dynamics in Gunther and Logan Paul, right? And kind of, I think on a larger, like, it shows the wrestling business on the whole, because there are people here that are here to do it and make money, and then there are people here that are doing it because it's personal and their passion, and they're also here to do it to make money, but that's not their primary objective and their primary driver. And so you have that represented in Gunther and Logan Paul, which was a really nice sort of like juxtaposition, right? And then in the middle of all of it is Jey Uso.
So more with Logan Paul. Logan Paul's on the phone with Seth Rollins, or Logan Paul's on the phone when Seth Rollins showed up. Rollins told Logan Paul that Jey Uso would be hurt tonight for sticking his nose in his business. Rollins says the odds would be in Paul's favor when he faces Jey Uso. Rollins said if Logan can get past Jey and Gunther, he'll be waiting for him on the other side. Rollins said Paul would know who to thank if he had the championship on his shoulder. Rollins said they may be even run her back in the WrestleMania match, only this time the World Heavyweight Championship on the line. So there you go.
Seth opting for a denim look this evening. I feel like he's still doing the Outlandish fashion, but it's more reined in a little bit. He's going a little bit more like matchy-matchy because he was in like all brown last week. He's in like denim this week, like all denim this week. Light wash too. He's bringing back the light wash, which I'm not sure how I feel about. Actually, I think it's acid wash is what it is. Mm-hmm. Not sure how I feel about that, but bringing it back, he looked good in it. But yeah, this was a good little thing with Seth sort of stirring the pot, doing what he does best.
And he continued to stir the pot later too.
Yes. Yes, he did. He's playing some mind games as Seth Rollins, and this time he went for Jey.
No, I was talking about when he went for Gunther.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Rollins said it's been a while since they shared the same space. Rollins said he wanted Gunther to know that the work he did with my World Heavyweight Championship was pretty good. Gunther said he heard about the long-term plan of Paul that Paul Heyman mentioned. Gunther said he is the real future. Rollins said he would cut the crap. He said he came with professional courtesy for someone he thought he had respect for. Rollins said that if Gunther wins the title, he'll be treated no differently than anyone else and make himself a target. Gunther said he's eagerly awaiting it.
I wouldn't mind Gunther and Seth. I think that would be an interesting feud. I know it's heel on heel, but again, it's a dynamic that would be entirely fascinating to me, how they would write that and how they would play that, right?
Yeah.
like, I would actually be really curious to see it, because you could almost have Guter sort of doing the tweener baby face mm-hmm. and Seth just being the heel. And it could be really, really, really fun.
Yeah.
But maybe something for later, because, you know, they're all busy.
They are all busy. But the main event of the show was Jey Uso, Bron Breakker non-title match. You had Seth Rollins get involved in this one, of course. Towards the end, attacking like Jey Uso. This brought out Sami Zayn to even up the odds a little bit. Then fans were chanting for CM Punk. He came out. The crowd was just singing his song. Huge ovation. And then they all started, Sami and Punk and then Braun and Seth start brawling into the crowd. Everyone's just fighting everywhere. We get the end credits. Jey gets the belt from the referee. They zoom very close into Jey Uso's face, so you know what's coming. A Logan Paul punch knocking out Jey Uso for the fourth time.
Number one, Logan's teeth got mixed up because he was bleeding from the mouth. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he doesn't have to get dental work done, because that would be painful, especially because it's in the front. But this was good. This was really good. I like this. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, Jey and Braun is just terrifying. I'm sorry. Braun is just one of those athletes that's just like freakishly terrifying. And what's really scary is he's getting stronger. Every time I feel like we see him, he just gets a little bit better and a little bit stronger, which he should, right? Because he's wrestling. He's getting more experience. So as he gets more experience, he's going to improve. But you can see what's there in him.
Yeah.
And it's scary as shit. It's like, oh my God, sir. But the clothes, because again, this was a like fast forward feud where they had to book this really fast. They had to get this over really fast. They had to get it ready. I like how they did this on the whole, where it's like they had 2 weeks really to get this ready for Saturday night's main event. And I feel like they achieved that they put enough like heat on this that like you kind of want to see it. You've put the right mix of people together, because it's like the genius behind putting Logan Paul in this is that everybody hates Logan Paul. He's a natural heel.
Yes.
Right? And that is a perfect balance to Jey Uso's baby face. Like, it's an easy feud to book. You don't have to do a lot to it. Everything's going to work like it's supposed to, because it's already there. They just have to kind of sort of slap it together like a sandwich and throw it out there, and it'll be good to go. So I like how they made that really smart booking decision with that. And pretty much with everything on this show, that's what they've done. They haven't tried to like overdo things. They haven't tried to like start something new in 2 weeks and have it not work. They've been very, very like intelligent in how they've put this all together.
Yeah.
So bravo on them. Good job. Very proud of you guys. But yeah, the whole ending segment, it just completely worked. It was great. And it kind of puts Jey Uso in doubt, because again, he's gotten knocked out several times now.
Could
that happen on Saturday? Four times. He could, you know, could it happen Saturday? Could we have a new champion in Logan Paul? Where's the show?
Well, it's in Tampa.
Will Tampa riot? We won't know until we get there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in Tampa. Oh. Jey's backyard too.
At the old Thunderdome.
Oh, okay. Are they going to set up the screens for old time's sake?
No.
No?
No. No. Logan Paul will not be your champion. We'll talk more about that, though, on Thursday. But this was a real good show.
We will. It was a very good show. It was very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'll do it for the Raw Post live right here on the Wild Talk right now. We'll go back live Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We will be talking all about Saturday night's main event. We'll be previewing the show, letting you know what we think about it and who we think is going to win and who we think is going to lose. So that's Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, talking Saturday night's main event and Brent exploding as he watches AEW Double or Nothing. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, whenever Monday Night Raw ends, to talk all about it. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You could use carrier code RONGSOCK or
Vince M. Ward
in the Fortnite App Shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are #Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at LensWard, L-E-N-S-W-A-R-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/LensWard, where we will be live potentially tomorrow and definitely Wednesday for the Honkai Star Rail banner flip. So we're saying bye to Anaxa. I'm sad. But we're going on to 3.3 and the continuation of the story in Amphorius. Very excited. So tune in for that. twitch.tv/LensWard. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/AdSimulLensWard, and you can follow me on the TikToks at LensWard0.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. You'll see you Thursday for the rack, and right back here for the Raw Post Show. Every Monday night, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.